So Embry Health announced they are trying to fill 500 job openings. Hi, Chad Benson. Can I finish this sentence at least? Trying to fill 500 job openings in Arizona and across the U.S. as demand for COVID testing reaches record levels. 47,000 testing appointments booked on Monday alone. And Chad Benson of Gatos and Chad joins us here to talk about that. It's almost impossible to really get a test right now.
I have tests.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I keep telling my wife, anytime you see a test, grab it off the shelf and
yes,
buy it.
Yes, that's what we've been doing.
Yeah. I got my booster. Right?
Yeah.
Because it was super convenient. So that's the only reason I got it. It was like literally outside of coming to my house, it was the most convenient thing ever. And they were just handing out tests. They said, take two.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
So, nice.
But, you know,
that's
but
not
then again,
anymore,
I don't
though.
Know if I even trust any of those things. Right? Like that's what they're always saying. I'm just kidding.
So what I do is I'll take two. And then I figure if it shows either positive or negative, I'm going to go with it because two out of.
Isn't it also one of those things where you're like, you know, I got a scratchy, you know, if you're not feeling great, you're just like, let's just err on the side of caution and think you maybe.
That's
I've
what
got
happened
it.
In my house last week.
Yeah,
my husband tested positive, and using the same brand of tests, my father-in-law and I both tested negative twice.
See,
so
it's a weird like, and Lloyd, I don't know if you guys heard about Lloyd. Lloyd went and got a PCR test. He took a test that said it was negative, got a PCR test, said it was positive, another PCR test, said it was negative.
He's telling me all about that.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, that's the frustration of this. And, you know, thank goodness Biden got this thing sorted out. Fantastic.
Well, listen to this. So this is interesting because I wanted to talk to you about this. So the Associated Press recently told its editors and reporters to avoid emphasizing case counts and stories about the disease.
Yeah.
That means, for example, no more stories focused solely on a particular country or state setting a one-day record for the number of cases. The AP says even the usefulness of hospitalization numbers has been called into question in recent days. And we were just talking about this yesterday. The New York Times reported that as many as a third of COVID hospitalizations are people who are in the hospital for something else when they test positive for COVID. In New York State, it's like above 45%.
45%. I brought that up yesterday.
Right. So some conservative media critics say this is the liberal press trying to cover for Joe Biden, who has been unable to keep his campaign promise to bring the virus under control. And by the way, as a former political consultant, I think it's always dubious to make a campaign promise to control anything Mother Nature related. Yeah. But if their intention was to run interference for any politician, I don't think they would have announced it and published a story about their new approach.
You know what it is? It's and I say this and I use this. It's statistic porn, right? Like, which is if there's a bunch of great. You can use stats to twist and change. Okay, there's 10 people in the hospital that are positive that are kids who have COVID, but if we say 400% jump rather than now there's 14, it sounds crazy.
Right, right.
And there's the insanity. Now they're starting to say, well, died with COVID, not because of COVID. It does feel a little bit different. And I'm right with you. Politicians, first of all, this is insane to think that you're going to be able to control any kind of nature that's going on. That is the hubris in that is incredible.
Yeah, but I guess it's what you have to say to get elected to office, because that was the number one campaign issue.
And that makes me think, how stupid are people?
That you would go, duh, I totally believe he could control nature. Yeah, I well, vote for that guy.
Because the problem is you have to be able to control people in order to control nature. And there was a certain segment of the population that
refused to be
told what to do.
Newsweek article last week about Walmart in the South and how they're getting tons of unvaccinated people who are prominently, you know, evangelicals, white and even black, who are all hesitant to get vaccinated. Why? Because Walmart said we met them where they were at and we were friendly and we were not demonizing them. And slowly but surely, I said the unvaccinated one day will come around.
They've come around to being
massively.
Wow.
Their data shows a massive jump in this. And part of that is because it was one of those things where when you tell a lot of people, you tell a child to not do something, it wants to now do it. Eventually, you just ignore it, and it makes its own decision.
Yeah.
And
well, hopefully, you know, those people that have changed their minds, you know, didn't have their minds changed, you know, going through what I went through, which was my dad dying of COVID. And that's not what changed my mind. I tried to convince him to get vaccinated beforehand, but it's just like, you know, unfortunately, sometimes that's what it takes, I guess. So.
Well, you know, and people are... They're human beings, and human beings will tend to usually err on the side of stupid.
All right.
In mass.
Chad Benson of Gatos and Chad.
The best half.
Not two of the stupid people. You can
what?
Join. Well, it depends on what stance they take on any particular day, in my opinion.